This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. I think if we talk about parenting, pregnancy is one thing, but I can tell you, 12 to 14 years later now, the one thing I can remember very clearly was the birth of both of my children. I was in the very privileged and blessed position that everything went really well, the pregnancy, the birth for both of my children. But as we know, each one of us has just the two of my children, the birth stories, which I have shared before, were both very unique and different. And that's the case with every child. Every child is born in a different way, and each mom has their own unique story when it comes to the birth of their children. Today, we are sharing a story that's both deeply emotional, incredibly inspiring, no pressure, Taryn. Imagine hearing the words that your baby has arrived too soon. Not once, but three times. My guest has experienced the NICU journey with each of her three children, and she is here to join us to talk about that today. Her first son was born at just 27 weeks, weighing only 504 grams. Honestly, she sent me pictures, and I mean, you don't understand how small that is. That is really, really tiny. And then followed by two more premature babies years later. So through months spent in NICU, countless highs and lows, I'm sure, and unwavering hope, she has gained a unique perspective on what it means to be a parent of a premature baby. And today she's passionate about using this experience, and also luckily for us, willing to share this journey. So joining me today is Taryn Davis, mom of three beautiful children. Hello, Taryn, how are you today?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm just great. And I feel very, very privileged that you're joining me here today, because again, when I got the email, I was wondering, is she going to be fine with coming to talk about this? But I'm very happy that you are willing to share your journey. But before we start with each one journey and getting more into this NICU journey, I want to know a little bit more about you, Taryn. Who is Taryn?
Hi. Apologies for my camera not being on. Glyphs.
The listeners can't see that anyway, so that's fine.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chai FM. My name is Taryn Davis. I think everyone would say I talk a lot. I can talk a lot, so thank God you're running the show and not me. So let me just put me in a nutshell. I am now, thank God, 40 years old. I am dynamite in small packages. I guess 5 feet tall. I don't know. I'm happily married, thank God, for 17 years now. And I have three beautiful children, two boys and a girl. I'm currently working as a part-time mashgiach in the mornings while my kids are at school and not homesick. And what I wanted to say is very important. I have thing is, everyone's meant to be where they are meant to be and say what they are meant to say when they're meant to say it. So through all of my pregnancies, I've been working in different places. With Eliyahu, I was doing promotions. When I fell pregnant, all miraculously meeting my Ghani in the Diskin store, on a Sunday, and she's hearing me doing promotions for a vitamin section. Then how on earth do you know all these things? I said, listen, I stand chances of being pregnant with kidney stones. So, funny enough, I never had that. Almost kidney failure, but not kidney stones. And so And then with my second one, and actually straight after Eliyahu was born, while he was in NICU, I was actually a teacher, a sports teacher. So that kept me going until 2018. Naphtali, my second one, was born in 2017. I was a sports teacher. So my works keep me grounded, gave me the strength to face this journey. And with Naft and
Yeah.
with Leora, I was a mashgiach, pregnant, check-in, letters. And so that's kind of me in my nutshell. And my ultimate game is to please God, help other moms. I've walked the walk. Now I want to talk the talk. I want to help the moms not see NNICU as, oh my gosh, where am I? I'm like in hell. How did God, why did God put me there? Like, what have I done? Like, it's not that. NNICU isn't that. It's more like, thank you.
No, I mean, Taryn, I mean, I'm excited to get this conversation properly going because you can hear, I mean, the gratitude. And I often express my own gratitude for life. And I agree with you that things happen the way that it should in the end of the day. And a friend of mine also, both of her children were also born prematurely. And I always say, I don't know how you guys manage. I was very blessed in that my journey wasn't like that. But in the same breath, you are embracing this. And that's exactly what she said. She's like, for her, that's her normal. So she doesn't really have anything else to compare it with. It was like that both times. And it started off rough, but different, but it was also for her, even her journey, she felt very blessed by how it happened and also how it obviously in the end turned out. But as always, I do want all of you to be part of this journey. This is a very special conversation to have, and I'm very much looking forward to getting into it with Taryn. Because again, also from my own experience, I wouldn't say I can't relate, but I didn't experience it in that way. So I'm always so happy, and I hope I will do it justice as well. But in the same breath, I'm very interested to find out how it was and how you came to being so like hopeful and wonderful, Taryn. Already you can hear it. But yes, as always, I want you to be part of the conversation. If you had a NICU journey or not, share your birth story. So if you're a dad, a mom, a grandparent, and you can still remember. I mean, you must be able to remember, even if you're already a grandparent, the birth of your children. I don't think you can ever forget that. So please do WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. I would love to hear from you. Share your birthing stories with us. Was it great? Was it stressful? Because it obviously can be, I think, all of those things in the same breath. It's a very unique experience. It's difficult to explain to someone what it's like if you haven't experienced it. So please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you're on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. Today, again, like I said, we've got a unique show today, I feel, as we're talking with Taryn Davis, who's had three NICU experiences with her beautiful children, Aaliyah, Tali, and Leora, right? Did I get it right, Taryn?
Eliyahu, Naftali, and Leora.
Yes.
Yeah, Eliyahu, it's okay. Everyone at the hospital where he was born know him as Baby Davis.
Oh, so
Even
you've
today.
experienced this three times, like over a very long period. How was each experience different?
I think after our first one, the other two were like, okay, a breeze. Like, we kind of, no, I'm not joking. Some people actually ask, like, how could you have still had a another two babies after what we went through with Eliyahu? And it actually wasn't, as I said, like each one of my pregnancies. Let me explain quickly.
Really?
Eliyahu, with a 540 gram one, he was, that's the story that I'm mainly going to talk about. The other two
Yes.
is like pit stops. So I've given a talk because two of my friends have had babies in an ICU. So I gave them a talk of the power of prayer, the power of Tehillim Psalms, and that, and I said to both of the groups, whoever came on, is that you don't understand the power of prayer that you're saying for a person until you're the receiver. And that's what I'm telling them. And I'm telling them that in an ICU is not like in America or what you see on TV, that you can come and see the baby and reel them. It's not. You go into this like sterilized room. It's quite nerve-wracking, especially if you've had a seizure, you can't walk and you're still so high on like the happy drugs. They can't go more
No.
of those happy drugs. So it's a first time was a shock. The second time I was admitted, so my placenta was attached skew and calcified earlier.
Okay.
That's why I had Eliyahu earlier. Naphtali, I was a ticking time bomb. I was swollen like a balloon everywhere. And I was getting preeclampsia. I was could get really, really high blood
No.
pressure. So I was actually admitted, like we broke our fast on the 20, it's Yom Kippur, which is a day of atonement. A lot of people said, like, don't fast. And I'm like, so stubborn. But I lived on, because I've had kidney stones, I'm allowed to drink like little drops of water. But I, so a rabbi, my cousin's a rabbi in Montreal, he said, have pyrites. We need to keep up your electrolytes, not
Yeah.
knowing that. It was a Friday, Saturday, not knowing, hey, I'm was supposed to be in hospital right now. So straight up.
Oh, it seems like we're having some connectivity problems with Taryn. We'll try to reconnect her. I can't hear you, Taryn.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, we're back. You are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, Yolandi Becker, your host. And yeah, sorry, we had some technical difficulties. That happens with live radio, and you have to kind of roll with the punches. Today's show, I'm talking to Taryn Davis. She is the mom of three NICU babies, and she was busy telling us about the incredible journey. I mean, in her words, she said, with Leah, it was like a whole story. So the next two was a little bit like on autopilot, like a walk in the park, it seemed, which I don't like, I can't imagine that. But I mean, Taryn, talking about this NICU thing, what goes through your mind when your baby is born at 540 grams at 27 weeks? I mean, for me, looking at those pictures and how tiny he was is like, that's scary.
It actually is. It's I think so. I got to see him the next day. He was born at 12 o'clock at night, literally at 11 minutes to 12 o'clock on the 3rd of December. And you know, grandparents are sitting outside wanting to see the baby. And this was go, 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 like you know, you
Yeah.
can't see this baby. We need to like rush him straight to in an ICU, where
Yeah.
once I've been there the second time and a third time, I got to see behind the scenes on how incredible these doctors and sisters are, like five on like there just to
Yeah.
help stabilize, get it connected to monitors and feeding tubes, and they just go, go, go. And now I like, oh my gosh, like now I know that was what they did for Eliyahu. That's like
Yeah.
unbelievable. That going in there is, it is scary. It's
Yeah.
like, it is really scary. Like you gotta breathe and say, okay, thank God. And we were allowed to bring in prayer books. There's a picture that I sent you of how small he was and how daddy was like, we were only allowed to hold a finger because his skin was so, so, so delicate that the sisters had to work very carefully on this minute little thing,
No.
miracle. But what we did was we used to see it as a blessing and as like there's a picture of him on his tummy covering his eyes with four little fingers, and we're like, oh my gosh, okay, he's already got a sense of humor, he doesn't like what we said. It's like look, when they come out the size, we always say, or I always say, is that thank God they're able to now let modern medicine help.
Yeah.
Like there's only so much a little time, but there are three different kinds of beds that people need to know. There's an open incubator that they
Yes.
roll up a tiles around the crib, and it's on like a heater because they're
Yeah.
recreating the womb.
Oh.
Then once they get to a certain weight, they move into an open incubator, a closed incubator, which is oxygen in. I don't know if anyone has fish tanks that you have to like open the doors and only your hands can go through. And
Okay.
there, that was like so hard when they asked us to change this nappy in this closed incubator. I looked at them
Yeah.
and like, how on earth? I can barely do it in an open bed. Now it's now in a fish tank. Like how?
I
And
mean,
then
and I mean, Taryn, you were saying this, and I was like, I'm thinking to myself how difficult it was to change my son's diaper at 3.7 kilos in a non-incubator in the beginning, and I'm like thinking, how dumb was I? You're amazing.
no, look, listen, if it wasn't for those sisters teaching us how to change their nappies, not to put
Yes.
it on backwards, to do it quicker, because he will wean us, and he did.
Yeah, but anyway, I interrupted you. You were saying the first kind of incubator and then the next one, and what's the then the third one?
Third one is a little like a crib, open
Ah.
out. You can pick up the baby. It's more like, okay, guys, we stepping back as the sisters. Now it's your turn. You got to change the nappy. You got to feed the baby. You got to burp the baby. You got to, it's like almost heading to home in that
Yeah.
third bed.
How long was he in the hospital for?
Okay, that's actually quite funny.
Yeah.
We busy like looking back at records. Was it 4.5, five months from December to May? He came out. Also, what's very interesting is one of your questions you gave me was, how did it feel not coming home with your baby the first time? Am I jumping the gun?
No, you can go. Please share.
Because I had three of my very good friends, we were all pregnant all at the same time. One of my friends had a boy in September. My other friend was due end of December. My one friend was due in February, in January, and Eliyahu was meant to be February. So actually, he
Yeah.
came the second out of the four. So seeing my friends taking their baby home was hard for us. But and like they felt bad, like Taryn, we're going home with our babies, but you're not. So in that case, it felt hard for us, but we said, okay, our time will come. In the meantime, thank God he's alive. And
No.
we'll get there. We'll get there when God thinks we're ready. We'll get there.
I mean, Taryn, I mean, I can clearly obviously hear that your faith had a very big part in this journey for you and carrying you through this. And constantly you're saying, yes, it was difficult, but every time I'm like, I cannot believe that you can, after all this, still, it's amazing. Obviously, all three of your children are now older, and we'll get to that as well. But I mean, honestly, it is inspiring and it's beautiful. And from the start, you said you believe in the power of prayer, and you're living it. And thank you for sharing this. But
And power of community, power of community, power of BBM. When I first came, when you first came into this world, it was like everyone said round the world, pray for him, for baby Davis. It was known as Hatinok, the baby of Tanya Devorah, which is my Hebrew name,
Yes.
and it was around the world. Yeah, my peed never slept ever. I don't actually think. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
to
but do you think it was? I mean, now you're saying, because I wanted to now ask you what helped you cope during those long days and months in NICU. But I mean, for me, it seems like the answer is obvious. Like you said, community, prayer, faith. Apparently friends, family. What helped?
that.
And I mean, and it's like, yeah, and I mean, like I said, I'm not, this question I'm asking, but in the same breath, you've already answered it so beautifully, and how it integrates into everything that you are. It is just wonderful. As a parent, oh, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. I'm talking to Taryn Davis, and she's actually had three babies that spend time in NICU. Her first son was born, Elia was born weighing only 540 grams. It's very tiny. How small are the diapers, Taryn, for that size? I mean, you said how difficult it was to change a
Oh
diaper,
my
but I mean,
gosh.
it's like
It's
the
called
size of your.
a baby doll. It's Miracle Plus Plus. It's like really, really tiny, tiny nappies.
No, I mean, I want you guys to actually imagine like a post-it note. It's almost that size, the diaper. It's
I mean, I sent
very,
you a picture of
yeah.
the prayer that he was at the same size of that prayer. But also, this very like it's not just the hurry up and wait for the look, it's going in and out, staying in the hospital all the time. When he was very little, there was nothing we could do. We couldn't hold him, we couldn't do anything. Just talk, and we come there like for the nappy changer, like again, I taught only once a week. So I used to drive up and down. I just have to say, because we were there so long, every single person, when I say every staff member, knew us. They even got like stopped charging us for parking because we were there so often. They even had like a parking outside, like a reserve.
Wow.
But everybody kept asking in every department, every security guard, every cleaner, every radiographer, like every aspect of every part of the hospital knew us and asked, how are you doing, Mommy Davis? Daddy, how are you doing? How's the baby doing? Great. He's putting on weight. Great, great. When I say everybody, I mean everybody asked us. And it showed
No.
like how grateful we are, and we
No.
take for granted.
Taryn, you're giving me tears in my eyes when you're
I'm
saying stuff like
sorry.
that, because no, it's just, you know, I've said this so many times that the power of kindness, how incredible it can be. And you have properly experienced that compound kindness, little tiny acts of kindness where someone's asking you, and it accumulates into this giant thing that helps, obviously. And like I said, from all over the world, fueling you and helping you through an exceptionally difficult time. And we should never underestimate the power of kindness.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And we've had such a wonderful conversation so far with Taryn. You've missed most of it, but don't despair. This show and all of my shows are available on highfm.com for you to go listen to. And we've got a really great library of different content that we've spoken about. I've already told Taryn, I think she has to come back, because we haven't actually gone into all the nitty-gritty of everything. And but yet she has managed in this time, even with technical difficulties, to really remind us and inspire us, to be honest, with just it is a difficult journey. And I mean, we've only touched on mostly Ilya's journey. And yet, Taryn, I can't believe that just this hope and wonderfulness. I'm telling you, and I mean, just now in the break, she's like, if I can just reach one mom. And I mean, that's exactly it. You've definitely done that. I'm one mom. I didn't go through this experience, but you've touched me in a very significant way of reminding me of those, how important, again, how kindness is, and also how resilient we can be. It's beautiful. How are your kids doing before you go now? I just want to know, how are your kids doing now? How old are they now?
So Eliyahu is 14 and a half. And he goes to Glen Oaks School. Shout out to Glen Oaks. Hi, guys. Natali is now 8. He also goes to Glen Oaks School, and thank God. So they at school. Yes. And my little girl, who's 2, I think she's 14, she is a little dolly. I laughed.
Yes, but Taryn, like I said, this has been an incredible conversation already, and I really do want you to come back next week and continue this conversation. But on that note, it was wonderful speaking to you, and I will speak to you again next week. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yes, and on that note, joining me, as always, is Lizal Ferius, the Dis-Chem clinic manager. Lizal, how are you? You on mute, so I hope you're going to... what is up with the technical difficulties today? Lizal now disappeared as well, which is interesting because yesterday or the day before, I can't even remember, I told Lizal that she needs to come on the show and we're talking about a NICU experience. And she actually did share with me that she herself experienced this as well. And so, Lizal, how are you today? Hello, Lizal. Are you there? Oh, Lizal, apparently there's some issues with your microphone. Hello? We can see her, but we cannot hear her for some other reason. But yes, it's been such a wonderful conversation. I wonder what's happening today. It's interesting though, isn't that life, hey? You've got this whole plan, how your pregnancy is going to work out, how your day is going to go, and all of a sudden we've got some technical issues. Lizal, if you maybe can try to unmute yourself. Let's see. Hello, Lizal, are you there?
Yes, sorry.
Yes, no.
Technology was against me this morning. Apologies.
It's, This is not the first time today. So I'm like on active mode with coping with unforeseen circumstances. So I'm on a roll today. So let's just blame me because I'm the consistent here. Liz, I was just sharing with everyone to say that when I told you yesterday that what we're talking about, you shared that you yourself went through a bit of a NICU experience.
Yes. So my little girl was about 6 weeks early. She decided
Okay.
today is the day. And we had this experience, and I always dreaded it because, as a nurse yourself, I've worked in the NICU. And now
Yes.
you're on the other side. But I was amazed at how those nurses just knew exactly what to do, what to say, and how they handled those small little babies. And she wasn't that small, but there were microbrems there. And I
Yes.
was really just in awe every single day of how they could handle the moms and the dads and the hormones and the crying and the little babies.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Taryn mentioned similar things where she said that it was incredible how the hospital staff, I mean, she also even mentioned everyone. She's like because she was there for a very long time, for 4 or 5 months, she said. So everyone in the hospital basically knew the Davis family. And everyone was asking about it. And I mean, it is wonderful to know as well, because I think sometimes our healthcare system can also get some slack in this country. And it's wonderful to know that these people really know what they're doing and they're taking care and they're with you in this. And I think these people, I mean, how can you not? I mean, if you're talking about these microprem babies are 540 grams, even at 6 weeks early, how tiny these babies are, how can you not get invested in that?
You know, and they're
It's
incredible. They know each one's tricks and traits and how they react to certain things. They know them actually before the mom and dad really knows them, because they look after them 24/7, and it's just amazing. And I think I will be thankful for them for the rest of my life, because they've really changed that time for me in such a way that I was thinking it's going to be terrible, and it really was just a life-altering experience, really it
No.
was.
On that note as well, I mean, afterwards, once you go home, obviously now you have this incredible support all the time, 24/7. Now you're going home and now you have to manage it all on your own. Luckily for nurses and Dis-Chem wellness clinics as well, because I think maybe that would also be helpful afterwards.
Definitely. And we see a lot of these prem babies' moms come in a lot more often because they had that unconditional support 24/7, and now they're kind of on their own. And I do see them come in more often. And the nurses are trained to know how to handle these small babies, because if they're microprems, by the time they go home, they're still quite small, and
Yes.
they do have other needs than babies that were born full term. And the nurses really know how to handle it at this scheme. And they also try to support the mom, especially sometimes just a visit to see the mom more than to see the baby, maybe.
No, and I think it also to help a little bit with the mom's confidence as well. And
Yes,
to for
definitely.
reassurance, because again, if you have such a big support all the time, and I'm not t talking here at all. I'm talking from what other moms have told me, that for them that it felt very much like there's so much and then all of a sudden there's nothing, and you've been doing certain things in a certain routine and whatever, and now it's difficult at home to follow that routine because there's not other people. So I think just for reassurance, I think it can make such a wonderful difference. As always, Lizelle, wonderful to have you on the show. Until next week, I look forward to
Thank
that.
you. Thank you, Yolanda.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, this is 101.9 High FM. This is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And I mean, just yesterday, I mentioned on my social media, actually, because I bummed, or I met up with a friend, and I felt in that moment that the universe often knows what you need. And for me, this show today was one of those moments personally. I felt like, hey, look at that. God or the universe or someone knew what I needed. And I hope that you have that same feeling this morning of how incredible humans can be. It's just wonderful. And how the potential with all, I mean, we can easily complain about, I mean, I can go on about all the crap that's also going on. Of course, we can all do that because there's a lot of hard and in this life. But just speaking to Taryn this morning again reminded.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
In all my gratitude, we have some technical difficulties today, which is also fun, and it also shows you what life can throw you. You are on 101.9 Hive, and this has been Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and it's been an incredible show, and I'm going to continue the show again next week with Taryn. So I hope you will join me as we continue, because we've only touched on the one journey, and it's been full of hope, full of inspiration, and it's left me feeling very ready, even with all the technical difficulties that I experienced today. It was an incredible reminder that even the smallest babies can show great strength. And for me, mostly what it showed was the incredible impact of a small act of kindness. And it accumulates these small acts of kindness over time into a compound interest that can literally get someone through a very tough time. So again today, a big reminder of the importance of going out there and being kind. Thank you so much for joining me. See you next week.